25 years into Ghana's fourth political dispensation and democratic development since independence from British colonial rule has not been that easy. The First Republic, under the country's first president, Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, was the foundation upon which the superstructure was laid and saw the smooth evolution of the economy. The Second Republican Constitution, under the leadership of Prime Minister Dr. Kofi Abrefa-Busia, who took over after the military toppled the Nkrumah administration, was not a write-off either, as it opened up the country for further development and consolidated the gains made under the Nkrumah regime. Dr. Hilary Mann then took it up under the Third Republic after yet another military adventure, even though his reign was relatively short due to yet another military disturbance. It encouraged democratic values and pan-Africanism. The Fourth Republic, which has been the longest and quite obviously eventful, has seen Ghana torturing to fully realize the benefits of a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. The Fourth Republic, which started under the leadership of President Jerry John Rawlings, drew lessons from the abrogated 1957, 1960, and 1979 constitutions. The Fourth Republic has seen the smooth transfer of power from one administration to the other on five consecutive occasions, a feat which is rare in Africa. 25 years of uninterrupted multi-party democracy is indeed worth celebrating, and this makes the National Thanksgiving Service held yesterday at the Black Star Square in Accra a worthy occasion. It was even more memorable because it was attended by four of the five leaders who have been at the helm of the affairs of the country. The event was a big plus for the country's democracy. Former Presidents Jerry John Rawlings, John Ejekum Kufuor, John Dramani Mahama scored full marks for joining the sitting president, Nana Adodankwa Akufo-Addo, for the celebration. Our success story with regards to party political democratic stability will be a ruse if the living standards of the people are not improved. Despite efforts by successive governments, the take-home pay of the Ghanaian worker is still not commensurate with the cost of living. The recent huge crowd at the Ghana Immigration Services recruitment exercise is enough to tell us all is not well with our economy. We keep producing graduates without ensuring employment opportunities. Despite the redesignation of our polytechnics as technical universities, there is very little to show as to the youth veering into entrepreneurship. Much as we commend government for its free SHS policy, challenges associated with its implementation must be fixed as quickly as possible. The widespread infrastructural and funding challenges are impacting negatively on teaching and learning. Even though the National Health Insurance Policy has achieved remarkable successes, it is still fraught with many challenges, and the earlier the loopholes are plugged, the better. We need more and better healthcare facilities and services, because it is said a healthy mind lies in a healthy body. The media, as the fourth estate of the realm, must be more proactive in exposing corruption at high levels. Their near docility is doing the country no good. In like manner, the use of intemperate language on the airwaves could destabilize the nation and must be checked. Rule of law, equality before the law, human rights, and freedom are important tenets of democracy which must be upheld if the Fourth Republican Constitution is to be sustained even beyond where we are. As we celebrate the 25th milestone of our Fourth Republican Constitution, we need all hands to build a greater and stronger nation. We say Ayiko to all Ghanaians on their resolve to build a nation beyond aid.
News commentary was on the Silver Jubilee of the Fourth Republican Constitution. The script was by Justice Mingala, journalist, and presented by Tay Kitchen.